Protestant leadership of Protestant America is that the United States has begun to fulfill its role of leading the world to Armageddon. We're on our way. By the way, when speaking at Xavier University, one of the country's oldest Jesuit colleges, this is what Bill Clinton told them. He was giving a speech there. I tell everyone I'm the closest Baptist you'll ever get to a Jesuit. And he graduated from Georgetown University, a Jesuit university. And this is the picture. I didn't realize I had this with me. This is the picture where that subtitle is. We hope you find an America working harder to be what you've asked us to be. Now, one of the articles on here, Presbyterians may unite with eight churches. Catholics, Lutherans plan covenant. Notice what this subtitle says, and remember what we read out of the Great Controversy. In fact, if I can pull right to it, Great Controversy 444. The wide diversity of belief in the Protestant churches is regarded by many as decisive proof that no effect to secure a forced uniformity can ever be made, but there has been for years in churches of the Protestant faith a strong and growing sentiment in favor of a union based upon common points of doctrine. Every Adventist should understand this. To secure such a union, the discussion of subjects upon which all were not agreed, however important they might be from a Bible standpoint, must necessarily be waived. And then this article from 1989, Catholics, Luther's Plan Covenant, the subtitle here says, the new covenant will emphasize the religion's common doctrines and practices. Now, what are the common doctrines and practices of Protestants and Catholicism? Anyone know? There's two primary ones, almost exclusive. Sunday sacredness and state of the dead. The very two doctrines that we've been told in the Great Controversy, Satan is going to use to lead the whole world captive. Once again, the Great Controversy. Episcopal group votes to join Catholic Church. Episcopal Church. Now Catholic. Lutherans vote to unite with Episcopalians. So let me follow this. If the Episcopal Church becomes part of the Catholic Church, and then the Lutherans decide to become part of the Episcopalian Church, doesn't that mean that the Lutherans have become part of the Catholic Church?